Trees and plants, you cannot move. This decision to spend they are called power, those who can move, they are called jungle, power jungle. That is very scientific area. So why they have a living entity, part and parcel of God, why they are in variety of life? The reason is that varieties of desire to enjoy, varieties of sense. It's like you in your Western country, you have so many passions. Now there is a passion is increased. There are different desires. That's all. You will not find any standard. Normally in our childhood, we used to see European families in one dress. But nowadays, you see so many varieties of things. Anyway, as it is practical, because we have got varieties of desire, we dress ourselves in different fashions. So these varieties of life mean they have different desires. And Krishna is fulfilling that desire. This is the Paramahansa Bodhisattva. Krishna is very kind. He has given us little independence. Not little independence, full independence, but according to our proportionate existence, we have to use that independence. The same example. The drop of water, sea water, it contains the same amount of chemicals, not the same amount, proportional to the body. The drop, it has not minimum quantity of salt and other ingredients, as the ocean has. The ocean is big, therefore the quantity of salt is not big. And the drop of ocean water, because it is small, therefore a small thing. The proportion is same. So we can fulfill our desire also in proportion. Not that I am a small quantity of sea water and I possess million tons of salt. That is not possible. This is first and second. You can possess according to the proportion of your existence. Because we are part and parcel of God, therefore we are also about the same chemical. But not proportional to the same quantity. That is the divine. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achintya Dvidaya. Simultaneously one and different. One, because containing the same chemical. One, the seed drop of you are. But not one, because sea is very vast. And small drop is not. So we have got the desire. So our desire, the large quantity of desire, the drop of water, if it remains in the sea, then it has the facility to possess the same quantity. But if you remain aside, then the quantity is great. Bhogai sarja prasaktanam taya apodita chikasana. Those who are position is very small, but wants to enjoy like Krishna, they are asking. Position is very small, proportional, but want to enjoy like Krishna, they are foolish. Therefore, those who are very much attached to this material environment, they are unfortunate, they cannot understand this. Therefore, according to our proposal, we have to minimum then it is. So our society, therefore, minimum, not stop, minimum. Because we say no illicit sex. We don't say no sex. That you don't, because life is, so long the life is there, the sex must be there. So long life is there, eating must be there. So long the life is there, sleeping must be there. But not the sleeping 25 hours. And sex as much as they like. And eating, more is that. And defense, there is no limit how to do. Man has come to atomic defense. We still live in past. In this way, if we keep our civilization, it will never be done. Never. It is simply below the wheel, that's all. So this Krishna consciousness moment is very scientific. All the peaceful situation of the whole human world. Try to understand the philosophy of the science of Krishna consciousness. Don't be misled by sense-driven. Then you drop. And if you understand the philosophy and the science, then you will be able to do good to the whole humanity. Otherwise, it's not. Krishna will not allow the rest. So, Bhogai Sanjaya, Krishna says, Bhogai Sanjaya Prasakta, Paridita, have
in the mind of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Yes. That is my request. That we have got this body, and the bodily demands are there. The bodily demands mean eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. That is required. Don't stop it, but minimize it. Don't increase it. The increasing is called pravritti marga. Pravritti marga. Pravritti marga means increasing the propensity of sensibility. That is called pravritti. And there is another way, nivritti marga. Decreasing the propensity for sense. So our Krishna consciousness movement is not pravritti marga, nivritti marga. Because if we go to the pravritti marga, increasing the propensity of sense gratification, then that is very dangerous. Dangerous means, suppose you are now American, you have got all facilities for sense gratification. But you have to change your body. Prasade antara prapti, that you cannot stop. A young man says, no, I shall not change my body. I shall not become old man. We will be accepted by the nature. Nature kicks out your problem. You must become older. Why you are thinking so independent? Because the change of body, as you have to accept, you are not independent to say, how I shall continue to remain a young man and enjoy life. No, you must. Similarly, tathādeha, Krishna says, tathādeha antra prāpti. I just change in this life from one body to another by the nature's law of the down, the child. You cannot violate the nature's law. That is not possible. You are rascal, you are fool, you are thinking independently, but you are completely under the control of nature. Pratidekriyamanani, yunai karmani sarve, ahankaro vimurātmā, kartā haṁ iti manate. And that is completely under the grip of material nature, the rascals are thinking, having this. There is no God, there is no control, I can do whatever I like. That is not the fact. Fact is that we are fools and ourselves, we have come to enjoy this material world, but under the control of material. You must all. So if we go in the pravritti marga, increase our sense gratification, propensity, then we will entangle. Entangle in this way, as human beings. You have got advanced stage. The nature brings you from the aquatic, I was just saying, from the fish life to plant life to vegetable life. To, in this way, 2 million form. That's what you will use. One after another. So long you are not human being, you are coming through the laws of nature automatically. Now, when you come to the form of human being, Bhunam Janmanam, this, after many, many births, after many, many millions of years, you come, nature brings you. Now, because we have got little independence, nature, of course, we have now become dependent, willing. But Krishna does not touch your independence. Therefore, he has given you advanced consciousness in human form of life so that you now decide which way you shall go. Is pravritti marga or nivritti? Pravritti marga means if you want to enjoy senses whimsically as much as you like, that is called pravritti. And the other marga is the crossing, the nivitti marga, no more sense gratification. That is called nivitti. So, to bring these fools and rascals from the pravritti marga to nivitti marga, this is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we are going to do it. You cannot immediately. That is the whole Vedic process. Just like those are meat eaters. The Vedic process says, doesn't say immediately, no, stop meeting. We say, because our process is little advanced than ordinary Vedic process. This is also Vedic process. Because why is the time? When is the time? So the basic process says, all right, if you cannot stop meditating, just offer some small animal before Goddess Kali. The worship of Goddess Kali means it is consistent to the meat eater. It is not required, it is tamasya. Pravritti marga, nivritti marga. We have to become strict about these things. We cannot be lenient. If somebody cannot tolerate, we sit down, but you don't mind for that. we want one moon, not millions of stars. No, no. What is the use of the moon? Useless. If you get one moon, it will light the whole star, full moon. So we are trying to make one moon, not millions of stars. This is our fault. My Guru Maharaj used to say that after propagating this missionary activity, if I see one man has understood the philosophy, I'll take my mission. I don't want millions. And that policy you have all proposed. We don't want millions of stars. We want one more. That will save the situation. We always remember, try to become more, not to become star. Nobody cares for the star. And everyone is waiting for the full moon. That is why. We are trying to make full moon, not star. This is our policy. So that's what somebody may decide. So don't mind. The spiritual part. There must be the moon, not the star. Thank you very much.
Thank you.